Hi Podcast. Thanks so much for tuning in to our messages. If you want more information about our service times, campus locations, or anything else, why don't you check us out at planetshakers.com. Now for the sermon. Today we've got Pastor Harvin Rahal speaking on Revive the Dreams. We hope you enjoy.
So I've got two main passages of scripture that I want to read out to you from the very start. First one is Psalm 37 verses 4 to 5. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He will do this. The second passage of scripture, Acts chapter 2 verse 17, which is a quote from Joel 2:28. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions, and your old men will dream dreams. I've entitled my message today, Revive the Dreams. When Pastor Russell asked me to preach, this was probably a month ago, I received the text and it asked, would you like to do it? And my initial response, and it was very obvious and clear, was, nope, absolutely no. And I was next to someone there as well. And but a week prior to that, at revival night, I remember I was sitting right there where Pastor Rowena was sitting, or maybe next to her, I can't remember. But in that moment, Pastor Russell was talking about how your old men will dream dreams. And the moment he said that, I felt God just download straight away, revive the dreams. I didn't even know I was going to preach. And God said so clearly, that's going to be a sermon title. And I was like, all right, an Urban Life group, let's go. My Urban Life is going to be pumped for that. And then 1 week later, He's asked me to preach. So I couldn't say no because God had already deposited in me what He wanted to talk about. So I am even more excited today because it's not my word, it's not my idea. It's God's idea, it's God's word. And I believe He's going to revive some dreams this morning. If you are expectant for that, give Him a shout of praise in advance. Come on. Thank you, Lord. You can sit down. So when it comes to dreams, it's very subjective. It can mean a lot of things to a lot of different people. When you think of the word dreams, maybe the first thing that you think of is the dream that God gave you with regards to your vocation, maybe your career. Maybe, oh, I've got a dream to be an investment banker. I once had that dream. And then maybe I have a dream to be a doctor, whatever it is. Maybe for some people, when the word dream comes to you, you straight away think about maybe, oh, starting a new business. Perhaps it's with regards to your family. You want to see family restoration. That's your dream that God had deposited inside of you to see your family restored. Maybe it's salvation in your family. Or it could be maybe a visa to stay in the country. That's one of the dreams I'm believing for, to be able to stay here and get a visa. And I'm pretty sure all the Planet Uni people know what's up. And perhaps it's in your ministry. Maybe it's in your Urban Life group. God gave you a dream that He was going to multiply it, that we're going to see more leaders raised up, that's going to grow, it's going to accelerate. It could mean a lot of different things, and it could mean all of it at the same time. And it could also mean internal dreams. Something that's not on the outside. It could be having joy, that God deposited a dream for you to wake up with God's joy, with His peace. It could mean anything. I asked God what specifically you want me to talk about. He said, nothing, everything, absolutely everything. So revive the dreams. Whatever it is that's coming to your mind right now, let's see that revived. I want to start off, and Pastor Joshua just now said, Jeremiah 29:11, and I would say it again. I would say another one now. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10 says, for we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do the good things He planned for us long ago. God has a plan for you. The Bible says in Psalm 139 that He knit you together in your mother's womb, interwoven in that creation of God. That is you and I, is a purpose and a destiny. I don't know what your background is, but you have a destiny from God. You have a purpose. You're not a monkey that got lucky. You are born with a destiny and a purpose. He has a plan for each and every single one of you. revive the dreams, revive those plans. And perhaps some of us are faithfully walking in these dreams already. And we're like, yes, I'm doing God's will. But somewhere along the way, we get discouraged, disappointed. Maybe it didn't turn out or pan out how it was meant to be in your head. And it's halfway completed. But let me encourage you. Philippians 1:6, and I am sure of this, that He who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. I'm just opening it up right now. That whatever circumstance or situation you're going through, I think and I know God is going to revive dreams in your heart. So I've got 3 points. These 3 points are essentially the realities of these dreams. It's just 3 of many, but I feel God say, talk about these 3. Point number 1, with regards to the reality of God's dreams for us, is that it is impossible, but it's also possible at the same time. What I mean is that with us, if we do it alone, it is impossible. When God gives you a dream and you think, oh, how am I going to do this alone? It's impossible. Yes, you are correct. But when you do it with God, all things are possible. If God is for you, who can be against you? Nothing is impossible with God. He wants to be involved in your dream. He wants to participate with you. He wants to walk with you in these dreams. He's not going to give you a dream and say, go your merry way. No, He wants to walk with you. So when you get a dream that seems impossible, say yes to it, because it's meant to be impossible. It's meant to be above. It's meant to be beyond. The Bible says in Ephesians 3:20, He can do all things immeasurably more than you can ask or imagine, according to His power, not yours, His power. 3 quick stories in the Bible, people, I guess, in the Bible that I want to use. First one's David. We all know David. He fought Goliath. Now, that was an impossible task, wasn't it? It was impossible. But what did he do? On a remember what he did. Praise God. No, what he did was say, if God is on my side, who are you, Goliath? You can't defy my people. God is with me. And with that assurance and belief, Goliath had no chance, because God was with David. Something impossible made completely possible with just one addition, the addition of God. Second person, and given that it's Mother's Day, I reckon it would be remiss to not include a mother. There's a woman in the Bible named Hannah. And so Hannah was faced with the impossible task of barrenness. She could not have a child. And she'd been praying and praying and praying, and she was in despair. And people were mocking her for her barrenness. But what did she do? She continued to pray. She continued going to the house of God, continued to request, even to the point where the people in the house of God said, you must be insane. But no, Hannah said, no. I just want God to move in my life. And He did. And He did. And she had a son named Samuel. And this son, Samuel, is the same son that anointed David. You see, we talk about David a lot. King David, amazing. But sometimes we got to remember the power of our prayer. And the power of our mother's prayer as well, given that it's Mother's Day, it is so powerful. David wouldn't be where he was if it wasn't for Hannah's persistence and hunger and eagerness to see God move. And the third person that I want to use as an example is good old Mr. Moses. Who loves Moses in this place? I don't know why I asked that, but you see, Moses, see, David was 16 to 19 years old. Moses was 80 years old when he encountered God in the burning bush. What I'm trying to say, it doesn't matter how old you are. When God gives you a dream, age becomes irrelevant. I don't care if you're 6 years old. I don't care if you're 67 years old. When God has a dream, He has a dream. It will come to pass. His word never returns void. Don't ever let age hold you back from His destiny. You can grab your seat. You see, Moses had the impossible task of freeing Israel out of captivity from Egypt. And it's funny, Moses. Two verses here, yeah? One in Acts chapter 7, verse 22, and the other one in Exodus 4:10. So in Acts 7, 22, this is written by Luke. Moses was educated in all the wisdom of the Egyptians and was powerful in speech and action. Oh, that's amazing. Moses, brilliant in speech, so eloquent, incredible. Exodus 4:10. Moses said to the Lord, "Pardon your servant, Lord. I have never been eloquent, neither in the past nor since you have spoken to your servant. I am slow of speech and tongue." It makes no sense. On the one hand, he's been gifted by God. On the other hand, his response is, "I have no gifts. I can't do it. It's impossible." What are you doing with the gifts that God has deposited inside of you? Are you denying it? Are you belittling it? Or are you saying, "God has gifted me. God has given me everything that I need. He has anointed me. He has empowered me to see this destiny come to pass." I don't know what allowed Moses to respond that way to God. Maybe it was hurt, disappointment, or whatever it is. But in all honesty, I'm saying, "Oh, Moses, why are you so dumb?" and all that. Nah, that's, don't get me wrong. We go through that. And I grew up very different to how I am right now. And some of you in my Urban Life group, oh, I love you guys. You guys know this story. I grew up very quiet. And you'd be like, "Yeah, a lot of people grow up quiet." No, 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 no. You don't get me. I wouldn't talk at all. Absolutely no talking. I would be in a gathering, in a family gathering, and I remember it so vividly that I will find ways to hide in the bathroom. That almost every time I'd say, "Mom, I have a stomachache. I need to be in the bathroom. Can I stay in the car? I'm having a headache." I wasn't having a headache. I was having a stomachache. I just didn't want to talk to anyone. I would look down when I'm walking because I was so afraid to talk. I would fake my sicknesses. I knew in advance when on a Sunday we used to go to a temple. Then I would be like, "All right, on a Friday, I'm going to get sick. I'm going to get sick, sick bad. So I can be sick on Sunday and miss it out." And it works sometimes. But sometimes my dad was like, "No, you're still coming. You're still coming. You sit there, get the free food, and we come back home." He doesn't really sound that way. He's a loving dad. but yes. Anyway, yes, so I grew up that way. I literally had no friends. My best friends were my mom and my dad because I just didn't dare to talk. Impossible. And I... I just want to tell you guys that this is not me. This is God in me. And this same God is in you. So if God can use me, God can use you. Whatever your circumstances is, He can use you. Whatever dreams He has deposited, He can use you. And I was saved. Jesus delivered me from that. I was able to talk. I was able to be part of Urban Life when I came here. It was amazing. And I was so hungry to learn more about God. I said yes to everything. Absolutely everything. And I remembered one day we were at Drill Hall. I can't remember. It was a Planet Uni event. I can't remember what it was. But I remember at the end, my friend said, "Hey, can you pray for this person? This person's going through something." And I literally was like, "I've never prayed for anyone." I was like, "I'm going to say yes anyway." So I prayed. I prayed and I encouraged the person. Well, I tried to. Long story short, I went home and I cried and I said, and I made a promise that I will never pray again. I will never encourage again. Because it was so bad. The encouragement I gave, I didn't know what I said. I was like, bro, this is shocking. I don't know what I'm saying. I don't even know what I prayed. But what I did was, I went to God and I said, God, I can't do it. And you know what God said in my quiet time? It's so important to be just with God, just you and God at home. I remembered it was in my old place. And I said, God, I can't do it. And His response was hilarious. You are right, you can't. I was like, I thought you were loving. Why? I can't. Okay, fine. And then He whispered, but I can. He can. So what I did was I decreased myself so He could increase in my life. And the more I did that, the more His anointing flowed, the more it's His Spirit and not my flesh. Oh, can I encourage you this morning? Oh, let it be your prayer, less of me and more of you, God. I want more of you, God, in my life. Let it not be me. Let it be you that speaks. Let it be you that prays. Let it be you that preaches. It's not me, it's God. And I love it. Here I am preaching. And the enemy used my speech. Genesis 50:20, what the enemy meant for evil, God intends for good. I feel faith stirring in this place. Point number two. It's for others. The reality of His dream that is that it is for others. It's not for ourselves. Sometimes we think about dreams and we think, oh yeah, my dream, I want this, I want that, I want that. No. The two greatest commandments, to love God with all your heart, your soul, and your mind, and to love your neighbor as yourself. Others. The great commission is to make disciples of all nations. Others. The fruits of the Spirit, the gifts of the Spirit, it says here. 1 Corinthians 12:7, a spiritual gift is given to each of us so we can help each other. It's for others. I read at the very start, Psalm 37 verse 4, and can we have it on the screen? Yes. Delight yourself in the Lord and He will give you the desires of your heart. You see, if we have a very inward mindset, it's about me, it's about me, it's about me. When we read this, we'll be like, I'm going to delight in you, Lord. Ferrari, Lamborghini. If you're hungry, give me a taco, give me a sushi. I keep thinking of tacos. I didn't get to eat a lot last night, but praise God. But that's not what it means. It's not like a genie in a bottle, you know, you get whatever you want. No. What it means is that when you delight yourself in the Lord, your desires shift. That His desires become your desires. And our God is a giver. He is all about other people. He is about other people. He's not about Himself. He chose to die on the cross for others. So that becomes our desires. Point number three, about the reality of His plans, is that it's better than ours. Isaiah 55 verses 8 to 9. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways and my thoughts than your thoughts. That's incredible. His dreams are better than ours. And it's easy to say, God, your will be done, your will be done. Yes, your way, God. But when it comes to applying it in our lives, now that takes courage. In fact, it takes surrender. For this exchange to happen, you need to surrender. Maybe later on when we open up these altars and we worship God, maybe one of the prayers is, God, I surrender to you my dreams and my ways. Would you give me yours? You see, I never dreamed to be a preacher. I grew up from a different religion. I never thought I had many thoughts about church. But I never wanted to be a preacher even after I got saved, even after I became a coach or a regional leader. I never wanted to be a pastor. Since young, I've always loved finance. I love money. I love business. I still love it. Nah, nothing wrong. God is our provider. So I studied for 3 years a Bachelor of Commerce, and I did 2 years a Master's in Finance. And being vulnerable here, it probably cost about $180,000. And I probably paid more than half of it. The remaining half, praise God for parents. But I paid more than half of it for that. And I got a job. I remembered in that interview, there were 287 applicants, I remembered, for one role, and I got it. And I give God all the glory. It wasn't me. I was already saved. It was Him, not me. But God had other ideas. He had other plans. So when He told me, through my incredible pastors, Pastor Rudy, of course, I had to surrender my dream for His dream. So in this place, where we all stand, can we put up the verse again, Psalm 37, verse 4. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. We spoke about the second part of this here, but there's two things, and I want to give you guys the key before you come in and worship. Number one is delight, meaning have joy in His presence. That you're so full of joy in His presence, that every other emotion is gone, that you're delighting in God. The second part, and I hope you really get this, is that Lord, the word Lord over there is in all caps. It means something a little bit different. If you transliterate that into Hebrew, it refers to Yahweh, the personal name of God. So when we go to God this morning or this afternoon, can we go to Him for Him? When our heart touches His heart, that's where the realignment of desires come in. And in Him, in Yahweh, you can find provision, you can find health, you can find breakthrough, you can find all of that. But there's something deeper that you can find when you go to God, simply for who He is. Psalm 37 verse 4. You see, in that, there actually lies a paradox there. We said that more than life itself, more than anything else. So we've asked for all those. But there's something more than that. As you delight yourself in the Lord, He will give you the desires of your heart. I intentionally said desire because there is an ultimate desire. And that's to delight in the Lord. The ultimate dream is for you to be with God and for God to be with you. Let that dream revive again. That all you want, there's nothing wrong with asking for whatever we asked, but there's something deeper when we say, God, all I want is You. All I need is You. David, King David, said it this way in Psalm 27 verse 4. One thing I ask from the Lord, this only do I seek, this only do I desire, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord and to seek Him in His temple.
Hey, it's been so great that you've been able to join us today. I hope that your faith is filled. If you have any prayer requests or you want to connect with us any further at Planet Shakers, why don't you be a part?